Last week I mentioned that sometimes being so familiar with the story, because we've heard this Christmas story since we were Catherine's age, what happens is that we don't realize how unusual, how scandalous the story is. I mean, after all, Mary is maybe 14 years old, and she's pregnant, and she's not married yet. That was a very dangerous time in her life, desperate time. And yet, we read that there were four women in the genealogy, in the family tree of Jesus, and they led equally scandalous lives, that God would choose to be with us through such a family, through such a very human family, is amazing to me. This week, we're going to talk about the wise men coming to worship Jesus, and we almost have the opposite problem, because we don't know very much about them, and what we think we know about them, we don't really know for sure. I mean, if you would ask the people, if you would ask anyone, how many wise men were there? How many were there?
Three.
Okay. It doesn't say that in the Bible. It doesn't say that in the Bible. You can, only we don't know that. What is listed in Matthew is the fact that there were three kinds of gifts given: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And it says wise men, so there's more than one. Okay, but there might have been two, there might have been three, there might have been 12. Okay, splitting up the three kinds of gifts. Do we know their names? No, not really. The names Melchior and Balthazar, those were names that were tacked on later, long after Jesus' death and his resurrection. And they may be true, they may not be true, but they're not in the Bible. And where are these people from? Okay, well, it says the East. Okay, well, there's a lot of real estate east of Israel, all right? But it doesn't say anything more than that. Now, some people think that they came from Arabia, because that's where the trade routes came from, and the caravan routes. In Psalm 72, he said that kings all over would bring gifts to Solomon. They would come with gold. And Isaiah 60 says that the people of Arabia will bring to Israel gold and spices. So, we get some argument that if those are the things that are brought at the time of Jesus' birth and predicted in the Psalms, that maybe the wise men came from Arabia. Maybe they came from Persia, which was quite a bit further east, Iran. There's much wisdom about the stars in that time. It might be that they came all the way from Persia. That would have been quite a trek on a camel. And some people think that they may have been even from Babylon. Because a few centuries before Jesus was born, the people had been taken into exile and then had come back to Israel. But not all of them had come. Some of them had stayed back. One theory is that some of the astrologers that came to Jesus in Bethlehem that day had a Jewish background, and that they had learned from their adopted culture these other things about the worship of stars and all those kinds of things that these wise men seem to have, and magic. Incense and myrrh were used in casting spells. It was part of the culture of these wise men. And another person said that perhaps by bringing the gold and the frankincense and myrrh, it was offering the tools of their trade, that they were offering to Jesus these things that they had relied upon, and now they were worshiping Jesus with those same things as they gave them up to him in a gift. I don't know. And remember in the book of Exodus, there were magi there too. There were magic men. They didn't come from Egypt, because that would be to the west. But they were overcome by Moses. And when they were trying to do these different, the one who is greater than Moses is also over these magi as well. Well, wherever they came from, I think it's safe to say that the wise men represented the world's understanding and the best in the understanding about how the world operates. They have come seeking Jesus as the Messiah, as Jesus is revealed through nature, through the natural. Isaiah 60 says, "Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising." Let's read about the wise men, this star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the time when Herod was king. And we're going to talk about Herod next week. Don't think we haven't thought about him yet. Soon afterwards, some men who studied the stars came from the east to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the baby born the King of the Jews? We saw his star when it came up in the east, and we have come to worship him." When Herod heard about this, he was very upset, and so was everyone else in Jerusalem. He called together the chief priests and teachers of the law and said, "Where will the Messiah be born? In the town of Bethlehem in Judea. For this is what the prophet wrote, 'Bethlehem in the land of Judah, you are by no means the least of the leading cities of Judah, for from you will come a leader who will guide my people Israel.'" And of course, King David is from them the exact time the star had appeared. And then he sent them to Bethlehem with these instructions: "Go and make a careful search for the child. And when you find him, let me know, so that I too may go and worship him." And so they left. And on their way, they saw the same star that they had seen in the east. And when they saw it, how happy they were, what joy was theirs. It went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the baby was. And they went into the house, and when they saw the child with his mother Mary, they knelt down and worshipped him, and they brought out their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and presented it to them. And then they returned to their country by another road, since God had warned them in a dream not to go back to Herod. After this worshiping of Jesus, they are already open to the word of God in that vision and go home by a different way. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Some of my family are going to a year-old baby's birthday party later today. It was just a year ago that we had baby showers for this little child. They would have been. But they do get the award for coming the furthest, that's for sure. And the thing I appreciate about the wise men is that they showed up at all. Okay? Can you imagine? What do you tell your neighbors and your colleagues? "Oh, and by the way, I'm planning a hazardous long trip to worship this King of the Jews," from wherever they were, Arabia, Babylon, or Persia. They were carrying valuable items with them. I read that frankincense at one time was the most expensive commodity on earth. There was nothing more valuable than frankincense. It was even used, and this isn't part of anything. Yes?
What is frankincense?
Well, frankincense was used by eyeliner for the Egyptians. It's incense to burn. And what happens is that many around the world thought it was a strong medicine in places like India and Saudi Arabia. And there was gold that was with them as well. I can imagine that they needed some bodyguards. So there were at least two, maybe more, and they were accompanied by some bodyguards, because you wouldn't travel that far, that long, without somebody to guard you and maybe cook your meals and tend to the camels. They needed some security people around them. The thing was, and the thing I appreciate more, they had this vision, and they would follow that vision even past the babe to avoid Herod on the way back. They were determined in the light of the star. It seems to come and go, because they were often in the dark, but they kept traveling, and they come to the capital, Jerusalem, because they figure if anything is going to happen in Israel, it's going to happen in Jerusalem. It must be taking place there. And so they are surprised when there is no celebrations going on, no parades, no fireworks. It doesn't seem like anybody has any idea what is happening. And in fact, when they contact the local authorities, they sense anger and they sense fear at the announcement of this new King of the Jews who is coming. It's troubling to the status quo. Despite some reluctance, the people who should know what's going on in Jerusalem point south and say, "It must be Bethlehem that you're talking about. King David was born there." But here's an odd thing. Nobody went with the wise men. Nobody went with them. They went by themselves. They left Jerusalem, and they were given instructions by Herod. And if Herod gives you an instruction, follow it. He says, "Come back and that I may worship as well." But he doesn't send anybody. And I still don't understand that. Maybe that's for next year's The star appears again to them. They have been going, and if they went to Jerusalem, they must have been looking and they didn't see the star. They needed direction, and they thought it was human direction they needed, but they just needed to keep going. And they found it, and the light was over Bethlehem, and apparently it was clear enough that there was a certain home, there was a certain place that they found Jesus. And despite their foreign culture, their religion and language, they accepted what God was doing right in front of them, and they kneeled and bowed before this baby when no one else seemed to understand. The fact that they showed up, despite the distances, despite the differences in culture and religion, this is a powerful announcement that the world is changing, that the world is changing in an amazing way because God is approaching all of humankind. There is no one that is now not included in this history of God's salvation. The arrival of the wandering astrologers is a sign that God of the Jews is not a narrow national God, but right from the start, outsiders are invited to the baby shower. And this is broadcasting that no longer are there insiders and outsiders, but everyone is invited. Everyone is invited to be part of this new family that will be in the new covenant in my blood, Jesus said at communion. This is very different. This is earth-shaking by simply showing up. They were mostly in the dark when it came to the star, but they followed. And when it disappeared, they sought Herod's advice, but they kept at it until the star appeared over the stable in Bethlehem, and with eyes to see and with faith that the kingdom of God was breaking in on them, they made their way to the stable. How much did they know? How much did they know about Jewish history, about the Hebrew people? We don't know. Again, we know so little about them. But they had open eyes and open hearts, and they were determined with this inkling that they had and these nudges that they'd received to follow. And they did. The determination of the wise men is what so startles me. God is open to the public. They represented the whole world. Abraham was told that he would be the seed and that his people would be the light, that would be light to the Gentiles and to the whole world. And now this is coming true. The wise men went out looking and they kept at it. They showed up because they were able to recognize God was at work. They stopped and they worshiped. The other thing that they did, by giving Jesus and Mary portable wealth. Now, why do I mention that? Well, because they would need it. They would need it because soon they would be fleeing for their lives. And just as the wise men were able to transport this valuable commodity, they were able to use it. It was like having traveler's checks. They were able to escape. They were able to survive because of the gift of the wise men. What an amazing practical thing that was. It wasn't diapers and baby powder. It was stuff that they were going to need to survive. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. I am the light to the Gentiles. I am the light to all the world's nations, and people shall come to me. The Magi, the wise men, are that invitation. I invite you to come and to worship as they did. I invite you to come with me as we celebrate the gift that God has given us in Jesus Christ. I invite your light to be kindled by that light of Christ, that together we might truly be a light to the nations and be that sign of shalom, that candle of peace. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Loving God, thank you. Thank you for the determination and the faith of these outsiders, proclaiming once and for all that you have come for all of us, despite their background, despite their history, shall have eternal life. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Christmas is always an interesting time of year because we're talking about the birth of Jesus, and at the end of the service, we speak of his death. But this death is actually his life given for us, even as God gave us his life in Bethlehem. Let's stand and sing the first Noel, the angels did say, as the deacons come forward.